You'll have a chance to participate in one by attending the Urban Impact Shakes production of 12th Night, which is coming up. Urban Impact Shakes has a unique spin on Shakespeare, and we'll learn a little bit more about that as we talk to a couple guests. Zach McClelland is here, and we also have Johnny Phillips. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
And let me just start with you, Zach. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I have been with Urban Impact now for a year, just jumping into my second year, and I'm the theater program assistant. So that means, especially over the summers, I'm very involved with our theater program, and we pull off a Shakespeare production every summer, and like you're saying, we do our own kind of unique twist on it. So this summer, I am the assistant director. Eric Anderson is our director and has been, I think, for over 7 years now. He's been doing it for a while.
Are you from Pittsburgh?
I'm not, actually. I ran up to Pittsburgh to be closer to my fiance, now wife, and now we're living right here in the heart of Pittsburgh, and I love it.
Yeah, I noticed you're living on the north side.
Yeah,
Well, that's great.
Really close.
And you, I imagine, have had a lot of acting in your life. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, Shakespeare has always been, like, ever since middle school, high school, I've been doing Shakespeare. So that's when I started kind of the theater, when I jumped into theater. And then I did a lot of theater in college. And then I taught for a year down in North Carolina. And then I just missed theater because I spent a year teaching English and I wanted to do theater again. And so here I am, and working directly with students, and we're doing acting classes, and it's a fun sort of mix of stuff.
And let's get to know Johnny a little bit. Where are you from?
I'm from Pittsburgh. I was born and raised in Pittsburgh.
And Dormont, I think, right? Is that the neighborhood you're in?
Yeah, Dormont? Banksville, but it's right next to Dormont.
Yeah. So. And I see you're at Nazareth College and career prep, which is getting to be a mouthful. Have you guys figured out how to call Nazareth College and career prep was Holy Family Academy?
Yeah.
Are you going to call it NAS, do you think, or NAS prep?
Some people refer to it as NAS prep. I mean, it's a preference.
So tell me about, you're 15, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Heading in the 10th?
Yep.
And how did you get involved with theater? When I was your age, although I was doing radio-related work, the idea of being up on stage would scare the dickens out of me. I would never want to do that. How did you get involved?
Well, I joined Urban Impact about almost 3 years ago. I started with choir and some after school programs. One of them was a drama class, so I enjoyed that a good bit. However, I didn't get fully into it. But then some friends of mine that I had met when I had gone to Merchant of Venice back in a couple of years ago were wanting me to do Shakes. So I was like, okay, why not? So I did it, but I loved it. And then I was, you know, that spurred me on to do it this year. So that's how I got involved with it.
It sounds like that was a turning point.
It was. It was. Absolutely.
Did it change your thoughts about what you might want to do as an adult?
Absolutely. I want to do theater now as an adult. Because, like, before I wanted to be a lawyer. Now that's kind of the side. I just want to do acting.
Some would argue that they're very similar, that there are some similar parts of it. Mm-hmm. That's good. What, if you can try to verbalize it, what about acting turns you on? What do you like so much about it?
The theme that Urban Impact has just of, like, being United Christ, but, like, then using your artwork to, like, you know, just praise God. And it's just, like, I love that. Also, but just acting itself, I just love being up on stage and, like, you know, just, you know.
So it sounds like using the gifts you have and working with other people to help you develop those and sharpen them and then to connect with other people, right, is a huge part of it. So it sounds to me like stage acting as opposed, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but as opposed to maybe film where you're not connecting directly with an audience, do you like that idea of there being somebody you could actually see? I know you haven't had, you probably haven't had a chance to be in a major motion picture yet.
No, not yet. I wish. But I mean, I think I would like both just as much. But I do like performing in front of a live audience. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I just heard that in you, which is something I don't always hear in other people, this idea of connecting with an audience, which really matters. Do you have any shout-outs or hellos you'd like to give?
I want to say hello to my mom, if she's listening, along with my siblings, my grandma, and anybody else from Urban Impact listening right now. Thank you.
Great. Tell me about your siblings. What are their names?
Oh, so my oldest brother, Samuel, 2 years older than me. And then I have my brother, Paulo, who's 2 years younger than me. And then I have my twin siblings, who are both 9, a boy and a girl.
Ah, my goodness. You got a big family. Mm-hmm. And I should have asked Zach, do you have any shout-outs? Certainly to your cast.
Oh, yeah, to the cast, definitely. To my wife and to anyone. I doubt anyone in North Carolina is listening right now, but shout-outs down there, too, as well.
We do have some listeners in North Carolina, believe it or not.
I miss Bojangles, if anyone's listening from North Carolina.
What part of North Carolina are you from?
Right in the Raleigh area, so.
I love North Carolina.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So tell me about this production. Most folks know Twelfth Night, but this is a different spin on it. Oh, Urban Shake sort of modernizes Shakespeare, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for those who know Twelfth Night well, it's a unique comedy of Shakespeare's. We've got the twins, as was very common Shakespeare tool, is the use of twins to add to the comedy. And then we also have this character, Festy, who is a musical fool, as he is referred to in the show. We have a girl who's playing the character, and we decided our take is Miami Remix. So we take the show, and then we transplant it into this really cool sort of like backyard pool / DJ atmosphere. And so Festy turns into this EDM DJ. So it's kind of like, you got to picture it kind of like Deadmau5 wearing this helmet and just rocking out to these EDM tunes by pressing a button. So that's our Festy character. And she just orchestrates the chaos of the show. And then we kind of have fun takes on Orsino. He's not just a Duke. He's also this like rich boy, kind of Gucci gang vibes, really funny. And he gets to have a lot of fun with that character as well. And then we have an Olivia who's kind of this cool, reserved figure who kind of trots around on her side of town. And then Johnny's playing Malvolio, who's like her main, I guess like the guy who takes care of her house and tries to run everybody's life. So it's just a really fun, like I was in Twelfth Night back when I was in middle school, and it's just so fun to see Eric's vision turned into something unique. Like, we have a pool on the stage for this show, and that's crazy. But our Shakescraft team has worked hours and hours to make this a reality. And so we've got LED boards, like I said, a pool. There's going to be characters in the pool, during the show, and it's all going to be at the New Hazlet.
Now, Do you all get involved in the adaptation? Is that something that is uniquely Urban Impact Shakes? It's not like you get a script of, you know, a modern version of the play.
Right.
You actually are processing it and changing it as an ensemble.
Yeah, that is a really – I'm glad you brought that up, because it does – like, we start – the concept meetings as a production team, and we throw out some cool ideas, and we each bring our own idea to the table. And then really Eric's motto is like, the best idea is the best idea. So it doesn't matter who you are, if you're a student, if you're on the production team, if it's the best idea for the show, then we're gonna go forward with it. So for concept design meetings, it's the production team, and then once the students join, it's fun because they add in their own little twists, and they're like, what if my character does this? And we go, well, that's a great idea. Why don't you try that, Johnny?
How cool.
Yeah, it's really fun. And I think if people are coming to see Shakespeare in its raw form, they're going to be disappointed because that's not why we're doing it. We are doing Shakespeare, and we want to teach the kids about Shakespeare. But at the same time, we want it to be Johnny on stage. We want it to be the students like playing themselves into those characters. So it's not going to be your average Shakespeare show. It's going to be something unique and fresh, and it's going to be, like you're saying, an urban, modern take on it that I think gives it a new life, really.
That is Zach McClelland, who is here with Johnny Phillips representing Urban Impact Shakes. And the production opens August 3rd, so you've got time, and runs through August 11th at the New Hazlett Theater. I know you haven't done the show yet, but I would imagine as the run goes on, you might change a little bit depending on the reaction you get from the audience,
right,
or the mood you happen to be in. That's got to be a lot of fun. Did that happen in previous productions, or has it?
Yeah, I mean, we've had multiple changes to shows when we've been rehearsing just by feeling and stuff, and like how even the students feel about the scene. Yeah, that's even happened like with this show, like just changing some stuff around in the scenes.
Yeah, what an interesting opportunity. One little story. Whenever I think of Twelfth Night, it's one of the first plays I saw. And I saw it in the same theater, New Hazlett Theater. And playing Malvolio was Leonard Nimoy.
Wow.
Spock.
Oh, my word. What a treat.
Yeah. He was fun. He was so funny. And,
oh,
you know,
that's funny.
It was an seventh or eighth grade field trip.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, my parents took us, my brothers and I, to Stratford many, many times.
Yeah,
and
wow.
To see lots of Shakespeare. But the eighth grade class field trip, we were just all, you know, looking at Leonard Nimoy walking around with the staff playing Malvolio. He was really great. Well, we've got a monologue that Johnny is going to do. And we also have a little bit of the song that sort of ushers in the play. Do we need to set up his monologue?
I could set it up just a bit. So all of our music in the show is original, which is fantastic. We have Tiffany Austin is kind of our brain behind the music. She has been with Shakes for almost as long as Eric's been around with Shakes. She started off as a student. Now she's not a student, but she's a glorified volunteer with us. It's a fun take because if you know Festi's music, you know his last song, which is "Hey Ho, the Wind and the Rain." It's "The Rain, it raineth every day." And so she kind of took this really fun, almost EDM spin on it, and she's kind of singing in the background. And if you can't pick out all the words, that's the point. So don't – if you're hearing it and you're going, but I don't know what she's saying, it's kind of supposed to be this like garbled sort of electronic sound.
Let's take a listen to that. So you can imagine hearing that live as you get ready to enjoy Twelfth Night as presented by Urban Impact Shakes. And in a moment, we're going to have Johnny do a monologue from the play. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, 96.3 WOHM Charleston, NOCO.FM Fort Collins, Colorado, WMCK.FM McKeesport, and Radio Phoenix, where the valley comes to talk, sing, connect. Do we need to set up Johnny's monologue?
You feeling it? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, great. Okay. Do you want to talk some about the scene?
Yeah. Sure. So to set up what's happening when I'm doing this monologue. So there's these guys, Sir Toby and Sir Andrew, along with Maria, who works for Olivia. And they don't like me a whole lot in the play. Because, I'm bossy. So they decide to make a fake letter from Olivia. And Olivia, I like Olivia in the show. That's my crush, you could say. They make this fake letter from her, and I find it. And at the very beginning, that's when I find it. And it's like a love letter from her. And in it, she tells me to dress up and be all weird. But it's like Olivia detests everything in that monologue that they have in there. So that's what's happening to me right there, and I become lovesick, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is awesome, because this is like my dream come true, basically. And, yeah.
Sounds good. Now, with a reminder that Urban Impact Shakes production of Twelfth Night will be at the new Hazlett Theater on the north side in Pittsburgh, opening August 3rd, running through August 11th. And here is Johnny Phillips with a monologue from that show.
Huh. What employment do we have here? By my life, this be my lady's hand. This be her very C's, her U's, and her T's. And thus she makes her great P's. It is, in contempt of question, her hand. To the unknown beloved this, and my good wishes, her very phrases. To whom should this be? Jove knows I love, but who? Lips do not move. No man must know. No man must know what follows. If this should be thee, Malvolio? I command where I adore, but silence, like a stinging knife, with bloodless stroke my heart doth gore. M-O-A-I doth sway my life. M-O-A-I doth sway my life. But first, let me see. M. Malvolio. M. Why, that begins my name. M. But there's no constancy in the sequel that falls under probation. A should follow, but O does. And then I comes behind. The simulation's not as the former. And yet, to crush it a little, it would bow to me, for every one of these letters are in my name. Oh, soft, here falls prose. If this fall into thy hand, revolve. In my stars I am above thee, but be not afraid of greatness. Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them. Remember who commended thy yellow stockings, and wished to see thee ever cross-gartered. I say, remember. Go to, thou art made, if thou desirest to be so. If not, let me see thee a steward still, a fellow of servants, and not worthy to touch fortune's fingers. Farewell. She that would alter services with thee, the fortunate unhappy. Daylight and champagne discovers not more. This is open. I will be proud. I will baffle Sir Toby. I will wash off gross acquaintance, for every reason excites to this, that my lady loves me. She did commend my yellow stockings of late. She did praise my leg being cross-gartered, and in this she manifests herself to my love. I thank the stars. I am happy. I will be stout, in yellow stockings, and cross-gartered, even with the swiftness of putting on. Jove, in my stars, be praised. Oh, here yet is a postscript. Thou canst not choose, but know who I am. If thou entertainest my love, let it appear in thy smiling. Thy smiles become thee well. Therefore, in my presence, still smile. My dear sweet, I pray thee. Jove, I thank thee. I will smile. I will do everything that thou wilt have me.
That was amazing. You felt good. That was done live, scriptless, and suddenly Johnny looks relieved. But
Well, you know, I just always get nervous during that, you know, just doing a scene like, and
you didn't look nervous at all. I'm just teasing, but you really nailed it.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
I hope it's a great show. And Urban Impact Chicks does how many shows per year?
Well, we do one over the summer, and then we actually work with Allegheny Traditional Academy down the road. We did their musical last year.
So excellent.
We'll be working with them again this year as
great.
Well.
Great. When that happens, let us know.
Yeah,
so
yeah, we
can
will.
Also support it. And Johnny, well, I hope we'll see you both again sometime soon.
Definitely.
What's the best way for people to learn more about the Urban Impact Shakes program itself?
That's a great question. We have there's our website, UIF.org. Actually, I'm sorry, it's UIFPGH.org, and that's Urban Impact. We have a Facebook account, but you could also, if you're interested in buying tickets or learning more about the show, we're on the New Hazlett's website. And we're also on showclicks.com. So if you search 12th Night and then search Pittsburgh, PA as the location, we'll show up right there. So, yeah.
Perfect. Well, best wishes for the opening
Thank
coming
you.
Up. Thanks for being with us.